Proclamation number 3634, dated the December 23rd, 1945. Did you not know that I must be in my father's house? Single quote. Listen to the voice of the Spirit. Every person shall shape himself such that the Father can take abode in him. Thus, he himself shall become God's house in which the Father can be effective. You all carry the divine spiritual spark within you, which is there for my share. Hence I lay dormant in you, waiting to be awakened through your loving activity and heartfelt bond with me. However, as long as you remain inactive, you will not feel my presence, even though the spiritual spark rests in you. It can only become effective if you shape yourselves into a receiving vessel for me myself. Only then will I be active in my house. Then I will be able to dwell in you and instruct you according to absolute truth. Then I will be in my Father's house. Then wisdom will be where love exists. Then you will have become a house of God yourselves, which shelters the holiest of all, which God himself takes as a dwelling place. I will be with you, and never again will you walk alone on earth, but you will always and forever feel my presence and be permeated by my Spirit, which will guide you into all truth, which will teach you just as I have taught in my Father's house. For when I became wisdom through love, I had to be constantly active on earth, dispensing love and wisdom. I had to give to other people what I myself had received, because I wanted to help them attain beatitude. And thus I had to be in that which belongs to my Father, where I was able to proclaim his word, where people gathered in order to hear his word. Consequently, God's house will always be where his word is taught, where it is either externally offered to people or is inwardly perceived. Wherever the Father can be effective, that is, where love makes people receptive for the wisdom from me. For I always want to be active in my house, and my house consists of the hearts of people who want to accept me and thus shape themselves into love, so that I myself, the eternal love, can unite with them. My house is wherever my Spirit can manifest itself. But without the working of my Spirit, you will linger in empty halls, even if you have chosen a place where you assume you will be able to find me. I can only be where my Father is, and the profundity of my word can only be heard where love exists. However, I myself am the word, and if you want to hear me, you must shape your hearts to become receptive. You must change yourselves into love, and then open the doors for me, so that I can enter into your heart and make your heart my dwelling place wherever you may be. Amen.